1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Nate Wuggehow, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The nationwide United Auto Workers strike has come to Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
UAW members in Milwaukee and in a town near the Twin Cities went on strike this morning. GM has a parts distribution center in Hudson, Wisconsin, employing about 70 UAW members. Stellantis, the company making Jeeps, Dodges, and Chryslers, maintains a Mopar warehouse in Milwaukee. There's about 100 UAW workers now on strike there. The labor action is expected to impact other automotive-related businesses. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
There's a movement to curb corporate ownership of farmland in the United States. The Farmland for Farmers Act in Congress would restrict the amount of agricultural land corporations can own. Hannah Breckbell is a rural advocate in Decorah, Iowa.
Land prices have been going up and up and up. In my career as a farmer, which is not very long, only about a decade, I've seen land prices more than double. And we need farmers to be on the ground owning land.
Supporters hope the Farmland for Farmers Act is adopted as part of the new farm bill, which lawmakers are scheduled to take up this month. Democratic lawmakers are once again pushing to legalize recreational marijuana in Wisconsin. Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard introduced the bill earlier today. She says the state is missing out on tax dollars that could be generated from taxing marijuana. Agard has introduced similar bills in the past, and they've all been quickly dismissed by Republicans. It's cranberry harvest time in Wisconsin. As meteorologist Brittany Merlot reports, the cranberry is a complex fruit that requires special treatment, equipment, and process to gather.
This year's harvest is expected to exceed last year's, up about 100,000 to 4.9 million barrels. But farmers have still had their fair share of difficulties fighting against the drought conditions most of the summer. With very little rain, their ponds are down. The booming industry is one of a kind here in the Badger State, but especially in central Wisconsin. The executive director of Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association says cranberries are the state's largest fruit crop. It's the official state fruit, and Wisconsin leads the world in cranberry production. With a little over 60% of the U.S. crop this year, it's a billion-dollar industry here in Wisconsin, providing thousands of jobs for residents. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The Mount Horeb School District in Dane County was briefly put on hold today after threats were made to schools in western Wisconsin. Nobody was allowed in or out of any district buildings for about an hour this morning. No threats were made against the school, but officials decided to go on hold out of caution. A Madison teen was arrested for making threats against specific students at schools in Grant County. Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know.
Students are back in class after a bomb threat at Pulaski High School this morning. The Green Bay Press-Gazette reports that police gave the go-ahead for students to return to class just before 10 a.m. Authorities searched the school after students were moved to the middle school as a precaution. Nothing was found, no one was injured, and there were no incidents during evacuation. There is no word on who was behind the threat at this time. One man is injured after a two-semi crash yesterday on a Shawnee County highway. The highway was closed for several hours. The Shawnee County Sheriff's Office says the crash happened sometime before 8 a.m. on Highway 47 north of County Road S. Authorities say one of the trucks crossed the center line and the other one swerved, trying to avoid it, causing the crash. One of the drivers was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The other was not hurt. Highway 47 did not reopen until about 3 p.m.
Pishwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Brewers could clinch in Miami. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are in Miami to take on the Marlins tonight. Corbin Burns on the mound. First pitch later this hour at 5:40. Milwaukee has won 7 of their last 10. And with an 8-game lead over the Cubs and a magic number of 2, they could secure a spot in the playoffs this weekend. What's made the difference? Manager Craig Counsell.
Look, we're pitching really well. Great to get contributions from Bukauskas and Tehran. You know, different guys offensively. Victor Caratini today. Nice and different guys can contribute on the offensive side as well.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers hope to improve to 3-1 tonight under new head coach Luke Fickell when they take on Purdue in Indiana. Kickoff coming up at 6 o'clock. The Badger star running back, Braylon Allen, asked at practice if it's been a struggle to see Wisconsin go from a running game to a passing attack.
I wouldn't necessarily say I've struggled with it. Definitely been a different feel. You know, I've always felt, you know, as the games went on, more carries I got, you know, I was able to get into a rhythm. So I think now it's just, you know, you got to find a way to try to get into that rhythm.
NFL, the Packers host the Saints on Sunday, and New Orleans quarterback Derek Carr was asked what it's like to play Lambeau Field.
Oh, it's unbelievable. You know, I got to go and play there against, you know, a good friend, Aaron Rodgers. Like, and he's one of the best to ever do it. To walk in that building, see him run out of the tunnel, you know, all the history, the Super Bowl wins, you know, the Hall of Famers. Like, you literally drive through the neighborhood before you pop up and there's the stadium, you know. It's a really cool place to play, and I'm excited to go out there and compete.
The Packers' Matt LaFleur asked, does he play guys like wide receiver Christian Watson or running back Aaron Jones, both dealing with hamstring injuries, on Sunday, or hold off until next week when the Packers host a divisional opponent, the Detroit Lions, on Thursday Night Football?
They're all important. We're going to have our hands full with a very good football team that's coming in here 2-0.
Oh, and what about left tackle David Bakhtiari? Will he play on Sunday?
We'll see him on game day. We'll see him on game day.
That's the Packers head coach, Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the show. I am not Mike Crute. I am Pete Schwabe filling in for Mike Crute and Dom on the Devil's Advocate today. The guys are taking a day off. They'll be back Monday. So in their absence, what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to provide a service. I'm trying to find out what you're watching, what people are watching, because one of my pet peeves is that when I sit down to watch TV, I scroll, I look at Hulu for 10 minutes, HBO for 15 minutes, and I go to Apple or Paramount for another. It's an hour before I finally decide on something to watch, and I end up falling asleep anyway. So I want to know, let's help each other out here. By the end of this show, I'm going to give you three suggestions of what I'm watching, what Nate, the producer, is watching, what our guests are watching. We'll come up with a composite list, and we'll tell you guys something that you can watch. And you could sign off or stick around for Badger football at 6 o'clock on the Civic Media app. Go to WRJN and tune in for the Badgers. And after the Badgers, you know, you'll have a movie to watch. You won't waste any time. You'll sit down, you'll start it, stop the scroll, start the stream. That's what I say. So that's what we're talking about. Feel free to text or call in. Share your thoughts with us. It's 844-967-2789. I criticized the phone number before, and Mike Crute, who's supposed to be relaxing today, has texted me for the second time and said it's 844-96-PARTY. So it's actually a great phone number and very easy to remember. So apologies to the devils who have just advocated for themselves and their phone number. It's a great phone number. So we just talked to Greg Liana, the creator of Meet the Parents. We talked to Mike Clemens. Coming up this hour, we're going to talk to Rob Thomas. He is the features editor for the Capital Times. He handles all the entertainment stuff. He does movie and TV show reviews, and he's a great interview. He'll be with us a little bit after 5:30. Like I said, Badger football is coming up at 6. And in the meantime, we're going to talk to you guys. We want to hear from you. We want you to text. We want you to call. We had some great calls the first hour, some really good texts. And one person, Dana, a guy from La Crosse, labeled or branded his movie. He said, what was the movie, Nate?
It was let me go back.
The Americans? And...
No. Once Upon a Time in America.
Once Upon a Time in America. And great he said, movie. That's a great day to just on a rainy day to watch that
rainy
movie.
Weekend movie.
Rainy Weekend Movie. That's it. And that, you're not kidding, Nate. That thing is a marathon. Like,
four hours.
It's hard to carve out 3 hours. I think it's four plus, isn't it? Or I don't know. It's a great film. But you got to pack a lunch.
That's one that's worth it. Every once in a while, there's one that's worth it. And that is one that's worth it.
We'll talk mob movies at some point too. That's a great one. But right now we are gonna bring another guest onto the show. This is a treasure in Wisconsin that we have this. We have so much great theater here and great talent. And right here in Northeast Wisconsin, just down the road here from the WGBW studios, we have the Peninsula Players, who are in Fish Creek or very close to Fish Creek. I've been there. It's a great outdoor theater. Tons of history, the most charming place, one of them that you can go in Wisconsin. It's a great excursion. And she is the development director of the Peninsula Players Theater. Her name is Danielle Zimanda, and she is joining us now. Danielle, how bad did I get your last name?
Not too bad, Pete. It's Zimanda. Thank you so much for having me on, and thank you for your kind words about the Players.
Oh, listen, first of all, I want to say I have a history. I spent the first part of my childhood in Chicago, then moved to Marinette. And I went to Marinette Catholic Central High School, and I was in the theater company. Back then, you could do sports and theater and student government. You could kind of do everything because you could kind of, mail in a lot of stuff. It wasn't like you had to train for one sport or just do theater. It was great. But we went to our theater director, whose name was Jandice Jardin. She took us to Peninsula Players Theater. I think it was like in March or April to help them get ready for their season because it's an outdoor theater. And we cleaned up everything. We raked. And her friend, she had done theater in New York. Her friend was running the theater, Peninsula Players, at the time. So we had this great experience and saw this really cool place. I don't know that I appreciated it when I was 16 or 17. But I took my daughter to see Dames at Sea there about 3 or 4 weeks ago. What a fun night that was. You guys just have such a sweet spot there on the peninsula. And I just want to jump in. I've been talking too much. Tell us about Peninsula Players and what you do, Danielle.
Absolutely. Like you said, Pete, it's a really, truly beautiful and magical spot. Peninsula Players is America's oldest professional resident summer theater. This is our 88th season. The theater was founded in 1935 by Caroline and Richard Fisher, a brother and sister duo. And it was truly a family affair. Caroline was an actor, and Richard acted as the theater's artistic director. So he directed a lot of the shows. He wrote a couple of plays as well. And when Caroline was not busy acting on stage, she ran the business portion of the theater. And their mother made the costumes and fed the company, and their father was the handyman. So it was all hands on deck for the creation of the theater. And then we've been in this location since 1937. It was actually an old boys' camp, Camp Wildwood for boys. Settled here on the shores of Green Bay. And so, the property has that very rustic and charming feeling. And then when you arrive on property in the evening, what makes Peninsula Players so unique and so special is it is a full experience. We have this beautiful beer garden right along the shore that patrons are welcome to come and picnic. We ask that you do not bring in your own alcohol because of the Wisconsin state statute, but we do have a full service bar right on property. People can picnic before the show, watch the sunset along the water, and then the whole property has twinkle lights and the sun sets and the lights come on, and it is truly a unique experience. And after that beautiful pre-show experience, you get to walk into the theater. Depending on the weather, we've got these big side walls that go up and down. And during the summer months, we keep them often open as often as possible. So when you're sitting in your theater seat, you're watching the production and you can see the gardens and grounds outside as well. It's truly one of a kind.
It's really incredible. And I'll be honest, I'm an inside guy. So when I decided to take my daughter there a few weeks ago, I was like, oh, is it going to be buggy? It's not. And you guys have, since I was there as a kid, you've built it up so much, but you still get a sense of the outdoors. Like, you're completely outdoors, and the theater is beautiful.
So
I would encourage people, if they haven't done this, truly is a treasure in Northeast Wisconsin. It's Peninsula Players. Go to the website, and you guys have a video there, and the video just does a great job of showing the beauty in the area and the setting of the theater. I would encourage everyone to go there and check it out. So tell us a little bit about your season is winding down here. I think you close October 15th. Tell us what we can see there and what's left this year.
Absolutely. We have our final production going on right now, which is Ken Ludwig's Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery. And it is exactly that. It is Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's classic thriller, The Hound of Baskervilles, and a take on that story with Sherlock Holmes. But he has also added some comedic elements throughout the production. So you are truly getting the full Sherlock Holmes experience with these comedic elements that just keep you so engaged and so entertained throughout. It's a funny and thrilling production, perfect for the fall season. We play Tuesdays through Sundays at 7 o'clock, except for October 1st and October 15th. We will have a 2 o'clock matinee for people to enjoy. Perfect for a lot of the folks there in Green Bay if they just want to come up for the day and then they don't have to spend overnight if they don't want to, and make a day trip out of it, which is really the awesome part about our location as well. It's pretty accessible.
Yeah, it really is. And during intermission, we loved the, you guys put a big bonfire. It's a really incredible experience. So is it heated, Danielle? Because I know, or do you guys just close it up if it gets too cold? Because let's be honest, I mean, October in Wisconsin, you could get snow.
Yeah, no, that's a great question, Pete. So for the majority of our fall season, we do have the sides fully closed. So then you are in a fully enclosed space. And then we also do have in-floor radiant heat. So that helps take the chill out of the air. But like you said, Pete, being in Wisconsin in the fall, we always recommend that people dress for the weather, bring an extra layer, or even a blanket if you think you'll need one, just because our lobby is all outdoors. So you will be spending time outside before you enter the theater. Yeah. But the theater itself stays very comfortable.
And it's theater, so go nuts. Just be warm, but, you know, wear what you want. No one's going to judge you if you show up in, you know, leg warmers and a cape, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Comfort is key.
So, Danielle, the whole point of the show is we're trying to help people find stuff to watch, and we want to hear what other people are watching. Are you into any shows right now? We have about a minute left, and we love having you here. Real quick, are you watching anything right now that you could refer us to?
Oh, my gosh. Like television or movies?
Yeah, or movies.
Wow. Well, I have to do a big shout out to the Barbie movie. It was fantastic. It was a really, really great movie. Very fun. Very entertaining. I haven't caught the double feature of that and Oppenheimer yet.
Yeah.
But I heard that it's interesting juxtaposition watching those
Great duo. I totally agree. Danielle, thank you so much for being with us today, and best of luck and continued success at Peninsula Players.
Thanks for having me on, Pete. I appreciate it.
Anytime. So when we come back, we're going to play a game called Guess the Scene, and we want to hear from you. We want you to call us 844-967-2789. It's Pete Schwab filling in for Domin Crute on the Devil's Advocate.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, Mike, of all the people that your wife knew in Two Rivers, did any of them have a Shetland pony?
Mike, you're a new listener. John, for
Jim's
some reason,
the only person in the history of Two Rivers that had a Shetland pony when he was a kid.
Star. He was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
He was great. I'd come home from school, ride him. He's a great horse. And his Shetland pony, we had him. We didn't. It was great.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 59 tonight under overcast skies with a slight chance for scattered showers. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. Highs around 77. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows level off around 56. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies and quiet. Dry and turning cooler Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 78.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
L is for the way you look.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate. The Devil's Advocate light today. I'm Pete Schwabe, filling in for Dom and Crute. They will be back Monday. And we have done a bit of a turn here on the show, so don't panic, folks. It's still a political show, but we're talking about movies and streaming shows today, and we're trying to help people find out what they should be watching and also what we should be watching. Don't hesitate to call or text us your suggestions. 844-96-PARTY. That's the better way to say it. 844-96-PARTY. Text us your suggestions of what to watch. It could be political movies, since this is a political show. It could be summer blockbuster that you liked, something you're streaming on Netflix or HBO or looking forward to. We want to hear it all. And we'll give you three great suggestions by the end of this show that you could just run to and start watching right away and don't have to spend an hour looking for something to watch. So we are going to, I've been looking forward to this. Nate Wagehout is the producer, folks. Nate, we've talked about this. It's finally here. The dream is real. We're going to play Guess the Scene. So how this works is Nate is going to play a clip. And if you know the scene, we want to hear from you. We want you to text us or call us 844-96-PARTY and tell us what scene it is. Are there prizes? Oh, no, we don't have that kind of budget, folks. But you get the personal satisfaction of guessing the right answer. And down the road, maybe we'll do something like that, movie tickets or something. But okay, Nate, fire up the first scene and listen up, folks. Here we go.
This is Doris. Her brother-in-law, Carl, owns this diner. She's worked here since she was 17. More than anything else in her life, she wants to see Paris before she dies.
Oh, boy, what are you doing?
This is Debbie Kleiser and her fiancé, Fred.
Do I know you?
They're supposed to be getting married this afternoon, but Debbie is having second thoughts.
What?
Lovely ring.
This is Bill. He's been a waiter for 3 years since he left Penn State and had to get work. He likes the town, he paints toy soldiers, and he's gay.
I am.
This is Gus. He hates his life here. He wishes he stayed in the Navy.
Well, I could have retired on half pay after 20 years.
Excuse me? Is this some kind of trick?
Well, maybe the real guy uses tricks. You know, maybe he's not omnipotent. He's just been around for long. He knows everything.
Okay, there you go. There's the scene. So if you think you know it, let us. Oh, we already have a winner. Nate. Who was that? The text disappeared so fast. Groundhog's Day. No, that's...
All right.
That is correct. We've had two people guess it right.
We also have a caller on the line who also thinks they know it. So I don't think we've said it quite yet. So do we want to, we have Terry here, Terry from our car.
Bill Murray.
Okay. It was definitely Bill Murray, but what's the movie, Terry? Is it Terry or Carrie?
Oh, yeah,
Terry.
Groundhog Day, without a doubt, yeah.
Well done, young lady. That's excellent.
Thanks.
Okay. Terry, give us a suggestion of what we can watch. What are you watching right now?
Oh, my gosh. Actually, I'm going to be watching the Badger game tonight.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. That's entertaining, and you don't know how it ends. That's what I love about sports.
Right?
Terry, thanks so much. Thanks for the call. Drive safely, okay?
And right, Pete, where can people hear the Badger game tonight? I hear it starts at 6 o'clock.
I think I have that information right on the Civic Media app on WRJN. That would be my suggestion. That's the best place to listen to it. And I will give you those call letters momentarily. WRJN AM 1400, AM 1400. If you're in your car or on the Civic Media app, that's a great place to listen to it too. So, wow, that was great. Everybody, nobody guessed wrong. We had three or four people all pegged it.
That was an easy one, though.
That was kind of an easy one. See, I didn't know. I don't know what, you don't know how intense. All right, let's do the second one, Nate. Let's do another one and see if people can get this one.
The next one's a little bit more difficult. Here we go.
Okay.
He leaves.
He's a sucker! What's up? I never yielded, and as you can see, I am not dead.
That is, I thought people would get it just from that, and maybe they will. That's a pretty, it's kind of iconic.
Here's a hint that will help no one. I haven't actually seen this movie.
Yeah, well, I picked it out, and I was like, oh, what is this one again? Okay, yeah, so, so there you go. There's a clip, and let's see if anybody can guess that one. Should we give the actor? Should we give a hint, Nate?
We have Madison Plummer saying Blood Diamond. That is incorrect. Is not
Blood Diamond not is incorrect. Blood Good guess, though.
But we do have a winner here. I'm not quite sure what their name is, but they did guess correctly there, and that would be Black Panther.
Say it, Nate.
Black Panther. Yes. Yeah, did not include their name in there, but
there's nothing wrong with anonymity. I got to be honest. The Marvel movies. I'm not anti-Marvel, but Black Panther is one of the most, that and Wonder Woman, I remember because it's like about one person. It's not like where they're all together and they all just, the movies kind of blend together to me. We get somebody else here.
It was Andrew from Verona. Good job, Andrew. That was a shorter one, I think. And I think that's good. And
he gets credit for that one.
Yes.
So that's good. He gets credit for that. And now he did not label it or brand it. Black Panther is the kind of movie where you... let's say we need Dana's help here from lacrosse because that was a rainy weekend movie. Black Panther's a Friday night, have a couple of other couples over, lots of popcorn and watch an action movie. That's how I'm going to brand that.
Yeah. It's a good popcorn movie.
Exactly. Should we try to do, I want to do one of the, Rob Thomas is coming up next, folks. He's the features editor at the Capital Times.
I think we're just out of time for doing another one here. Yeah.
Okay. Let's hold it over. We'll see if Rob can guess it and we can take some calls too. That's good. Perfect branding. Okay. All right. So I'm Pete Schwab, filling in for Dom and Kroot. How are we doing on time, Nate? Do we have to go?
Oh,
right
no.
Now,
we got a couple seconds.
Should I sing something?
You can sing a little something.
Oh, and great actor lost. See, that's the irony of that clip is he says, I am not dead. And I'm completely blanking on his name right now, but he did pass away. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal actor who is also in Jackie. Not Jackie. I think it was called 41. Anyway. All right. So great job with Guess the Scene, everybody. We got Groundhog Day and Black Panther. And we'll have another one in the next segment. Rob Thomas is going to join us. He's the features editor for the Cap Times. And if Rob, we're going to put Rob on the spot because if he doesn't know this, yes, Bozeman. I'm still blanking on his first name. Help me out, folks. And I just got a text from someone too, said Lioness is a great movie. Check out. So there you go. All right. So we're going to do another Guess the Scene coming up next. It's Pete Schwab in for Dom and Kroot. We'll be right back with Rob Thomas.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for
the... Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. United Auto Workers strike expanding to 38 GM and Stellantis facilities. Union leaders say they are far off from a deal with the two automakers. ABC's Greg Neft is at a plant in Reno, Nevada.
We'll be out here!
And they say they're not bluffing about that.
We tell our members to prepare.
Local UAW head Karina Rosales is among the 50 or so workers at a GM parts center in Reno walking the picket line. Their goals, they say, are simple.
Fighting for fair wages, a livable wage.
UAW leaders say talks with Ford are progressing. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Senator Bob Menendez will step down as chair of the Foreign Relations Committee. Menendez and his wife were charged by federal prosecutors in a bribery and corruption scheme. Menendez, a Democrat, says he's been falsely accused. Tropical Storm Ophelia now churning off the mid-Atlantic coast, set to make landfall tomorrow. Storm warnings watches stretch from the Carolinas to Delaware. Virginia's governor has already declared a state of emergency. This is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
The Winnebago County Sheriff's Office continues its search for 65-year-old Wayne Seams. Seams was reported missing on September 15th by his wife, who passed away unexpectedly a few days ago. Officials say before disappearing, Seams purchased a gun and multiple boxes of ammunition. He also did not take his wallet, phone, or car. He is without his heart medications and has other health concerns. Anyone with helpful information is being asked to contact the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office. A fan favorite at the New Zoo in Adventure Park has passed away. Zoo officials say Todd the elk died unexpectedly due to complications from an abdominal hernia earlier this month. Officials say visitors noticed Todd was acting strange shortly after the zoo opened one morning. The elk was humanely euthanized Friday, September 15th. Zoo staff say Todd was beloved by all, even when he had a sassy attitude.
Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the show. The Devil's Advocates are not here today. They'll be back Monday. Dom and crew taking some time off. I am Pete Schwabe, and we are talking. We did a little bit of a pivot today. We're talking show business and movies and streaming and entertainment and having all kinds of fun. We had the creative director for the Peninsula Players, Greg Liana, created Meet the Parents. Now we are going to welcome in another, and we're going to see if we just did a segment called Guess the Scene, Nate. And we have one scene we didn't get to because we had so many great calls and texts. We're going to play this and we're going to put Rob Thomas on the spot and see if he can guess the scene. He is the great features editor for the Capital Times. Please welcome to the show, Rob Thomas. Rob, how are you?
I'm good, Pete. This is not fair to put me on the spot like that.
My reputation's on the line.
Put your money where your mouth is, buddy. You write about movies and TV. You know, you've interviewed me a couple times over the years. You did a hit job. I've forgiven you for it, but I want to make things right here tonight. So. No, it's great to have you, buddy. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Pete. It's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, my pleasure. Likewise. So you have something you want to talk about, too. I said I wanted to pick your brain and see what you were watching, but something's going on at the Capital Times, right?
Yeah, we have a big week this week. It's Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison, which started Saturday. And then tonight we have a big event with a senator named Bernie Sanders, a big sold-out thing at Shannon Hall. And then tomorrow's the last day with a whole lineup of great speakers, including Adam Kinziger, who was on the January 6th commission. And some local legislators and the author of a new biography of Martin Luther King Jr. And then we have a bunch of virtual events. If people want to stay home, they can watch it online. So we plan all year for this, and attendance has been great so far this week. We've been really happy with it. So come on out. It's really fun.
Couldn't you get any better guests, bigger names there, or what's going on? That's a great lineup. And Adam Kinziger is a phenomenal follow on Twitter, by the way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
He takes so we'll get,
that's
off,
great.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah. It's going to be fine. Thanks.
That's excellent. So, okay. So, Rob, typically, I'm sure you're familiar with The Devil's Advocate. It's typically a political show. You know my background and what I like to talk about. So, that's what we're doing today. And I want to pick your brain. I want to give people three suggestions they can walk away with after the show that they cannot scroll for 45 minutes and check every app on Roku before they decide on something. So, I'm just going to ask you. Right out of the gate, what is Rob Thomas watching right now? Movie, TV, whatever.
Well, my wife and I just finished a Netflix show, and this is political, called The Diplomat with Kerry Russell.
Oh, yeah.
We thought it was great. He plays the U.S. ambassador to the United Kingdom, gets involved in all this intrigue. It's dramatic. It's very funny. I thought it was very smart, really well written. So we really like that. I mean, these days, if we finish a series, that's like show of the year. Because usually it's like we get halfway through and then we get distracted by something else. And we finished all 8 episodes of that and are ready for season 2. And then right now I'm watching this comedy on Peacock, which is the NBC streaming site, which I know a lot of people probably don't have. But it's called Killing It with Craig Robinson from The Office and Time Machine. It's really funny and really sweet. He plays a guy in the South who's kind of trying to make it big. The first season he was like killing snakes. This season it's about these berries. It's really, really well written. It has a lot of the charm, I think, of The Office or like Parks and Rec, something like that.
Yeah.
So that's one I really like as well.
That's great. Did you see the summer blockbusters? I assume you saw your share of them.
I did. I saw Barbenheimer, I saw Barbie twice, once with my daughters. We got the pink out, and then once with my wife. And then I saw Oppenheimer with my wife. And, I mean, what a great summer for movies at the theater. Like, it was, first of all, great movies, and then it was so fun to see these packed theaters and packed lobbies and everybody, you know, young, old, coming out and movies. I mean, really restored my faith in what, you know, after kind of a rough couple of years with the pandemic, restored my faith that people can see, you know, how special it is to go see movies with a bunch of strangers in a movie theater, especially when they're good movies.
I totally agree. It's like, to me, that's half the fun. Like, I love streaming and binge watching at home, but there's nothing like having the cinema experience. I got to tell you, I had maybe you can relate to this, Rob. I don't know if you wore pink. I don't own pink. I have peach. I have a peach colored shirt and it looks dynamite, but it's not pink. So I didn't wear it. I was the only one, like 9 people, my daughter, my wife, friends. And then I look like that guy that refuses to wear pink. And I'm not. I just didn't have time to run out and buy something pink. And my wife's like, well, put on the peach shirt. I'm like, then I look like I'm an idiot. You know, like, no, it's pink, moron. So that's my thing with that. And then go ahead.
No, I just said I thought I was in the same boat. I thought I did not own any pink. And then I dug in my closet and I found a shirt I had bought for $3 on clearance at Old Navy that was bright pink and had not worn since I had bought it. And like, it was like destiny that I had found that. Like, it earned its $3 that night for sure. So
that is money well spent, buddy. I think you got your use out of that for $3.
Absolutely.
I'm going to put this out to you too, because I think I've gone through Tom Cruise, an array of views on this guy. Liked him in Risky Business, all the right moves. Great. Then he got, you know, so strange, and it was his behavior on Oprah and the Scientology stuff. And I'm like, oh man, I can't watch this guy. I've come 360 back around. He is maybe the greatest movie star ever. He does not make a bad movie. You might not love every movie he makes, but I mean, even like my daughter likes Cocktail. And I'm like, the guy has not made a lemon. Has he? I mean, am I wrong? Am I missing something?
I mean, you know, this last 10 years, I think, especially since he got back to the Mission Impossible movies, which I love and watch and over again. Of course, Top Gun Maverick, which basically saved movies last year.
Yeah.
It's funny. He just kind of was like, I'll just pretend I don't have any sort of personal life whatsoever, and I'll just focus on the movies, and it's worked out. I mean, he makes one banger after another. I kind of thought Mission Impossible kind of got a little bit overlooked this summer, which is strange to say, because it came out the week before Barbenheimer and just wiped it out of theaters. You know, I was just, you know, I'm not going to cry for Tom Cruise, but, you know,
right.
It's a great movie. I think people should catch up with that. I think it's going to be on DVD next month, and I think it's still in a couple of theaters. But yeah, I mean, he's as close to a sure thing in an age where there aren't that many of what you can call movie stars anymore. He's as close to a sure thing as you can get, I think.
And not only is he a bona fide, legit movie star, he's a pretty good actor too. I mean, because there can be a difference there. And I think, like, the first Mission Impossible, okay. The second one was terrible. I think that's the last and maybe only Tom Cruise movie I think was really bad.
Yeah. I mean, there was some, like the second Jack Reacher movie, which nobody saw, wasn't very good, but that was like 10 years ago. And like, he's just really focusing, I think, on, you know, A, learning how to jump out of an airplane or whatever. And, and he just kind of knows the assignment in every movie and picks very carefully. So yeah, I'm very excited to see the part two of Mission Impossible whenever. I guess it's been delayed because of the strike, but very excited to see that whenever it comes out.
Yeah, it's the way that movie ended was phenomenal. I've never seen anything like that. So Rob, I got to ask you this. So are you have you watched anything lately we should avoid? Anything that's cringeworthy as opposed to binge-worthy?
Well, this is very divisive, but I have really started to sour. If you have Disney Plus, the Star Wars and Marvel TV shows, like in Star Wars, I don't know if you've kept up, but like Andor was a really good one. But I've been watching, I think it's pronounced Ahsoka. Rosario Dawson.
Yeah.
And I see some people online loving it, and I just cannot get into it. It's just like, it's so reliant on nostalgia for the movies and TV shows that have come before, when like, guys, it's been like 45 years since the first one. Let's move things forward a little bit. Similarly with the Marvel one, there was one called Secret Invasion this summer with Samuel Jackson, who again you would think would be pretty close to a sure thing, and it was just a mess. It was like, started out as kind of like a Cold War thriller and then kind of turned halfway, and they're trying to set up future movies and TV shows, but I've been real skeptical of those lately. But you know, obviously they have their fans. So, you know, I usually will hear about it online if I dare criticize.
Yeah, I'm with you. The new one, Ahsoka, I've seen a few episodes. It's just kind of like, it just kind of drags, you know? Go ahead, Rob. Sorry.
No, I wasn't saying anything.
So, hey, can we do, will you be a good sport and do Guess the Scene? Nate, are you there?
Bring it. Yep. Bring it.
Okay.
Bring it. Yep. See.
All right. I think he's going to get this. I'll even give you a hint if you need it, Rob. But let's play the scene for Rob and see how he does.
Second of all, these people don't dream about being rich. They dream about being able to watch their kids swim in a pool without worrying that they'll have to have a hysterectomy at the age of 20. like Rosa Diaz, a client of ours, or have their spine deteriorate like Stan Bloom, another client of ours. So before you come back here with another lame-ass offer, I want you to think real hard about what your spine is worth, Mr. Walker. Or what you might expect someone to pay you for your uterus, Miss Sanchez. Then you take out your calculator and you multiply that number by 100. Anything less than that is a waste of our time. By the way, we had that water brought in special for you folks. Came from Well and Hinckley.
All right. Rob, lay it on us.
I am 80% sure that that's Aaron Brockovich.
You are 80%, 100% right. That's excellent.
Okay. And shout out to Dana from La Crosse as well, who got it like halfway through the clip as
I
well.
Know. He's all, this guy must just watch movies.
Faster than me, Dana. I needed a few lines before I got it.
She was just in Northeast Wisconsin here, and there's a big, as we know, the PFAS issue. So that's a great movie to revisit maybe if people are looking for something. So, Rob, let's talk. We just got a couple minutes here. Film festivals. What's your favorite Wisconsin film festival? You seem to be all over the place. I've seen you at the Wisconsin one a few times. What do you think?
I've primarily been to the Wisconsin Film Festival here in Madison, which I love. I've been to every single one. The Milwaukee Film Festival, also a great one. I don't get to that one every year. But that's a beautifully run one by Milwaukee Film.
Yeah,
the Oriental Theater. You can't beat that. There's one, yeah, in Mineral Point. I think it's in November, called the Driftless Film Festival.
That's a great one too.
Very good. Yeah, and they've got. I saw they got David Strathairn, the actor from. He played Edward R. Murrow in Good Night and Good Luck. He's going to be there opening night, which is. Yeah, so there's a lot of like smaller festivals like that. Beloit has a really good one too. That are like, you know, Tom Cruise might not show up opening night, but you know, they still got a nice slate of independent or classic movies. And the nice thing is, you know, people are going to show up. So, you know, you're going to see a movie with a full house.
Yeah. You know, it's great. The Driftless one is great. It's at that little opera house, if I remember correctly. It's just beautiful right downtown.
Beautiful. Yeah, absolutely.
And I think Milwaukee and Madison too are both great. I had a film, The Godfather Green Bay, played in both of those festivals. I don't know if that happens anymore. Now I'm going back 15 years, but I don't think they do that anymore. There's like this rivalry.
They're right next to each other. I mean, the reason I don't go to Milwaukee as much is it's right after the Madison one, and I'm worn out after seeing so many in Madison.
I love the Wisconsin Film Festival.
Yes. Me too. Yeah.
And Milwaukee. I mean, they're all, and Driftless is great too, but it's, and David Strathairn, that'll be fun. Boy, you got to get a picture with him. He's a phenomenal actor.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Yeah. That's really cool. I think the director of the festival has a connection with him, and they're showing a film they shot in Milwaukee. So that's very exciting. Yeah.
He played Pierce Patchett in LA Confidential, which is one of my all time favorite movies too. Yeah, just a phenomenal actor. Rob, you're great, man. Keep up the great work. We love it. And thanks for, we're going to put The Diplomat out there to people. Thanks so much for your time today. And keep up the great work.
Thanks, Pete. Great talking to you.
Yeah. Okay, buddy. We'll see you. So there we go. We have two suggestions so far, Nate, and we'll get a third one in the next segment. We're going to find out what you can't turn off. So get ready to call or text. Pete Schwabe, sitting in for Dom and Crute. We'll be right back.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies tonight with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 59. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 77. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows level off around 56. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies and quiet. Dry and turning cooler Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 77.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back. Pete Schwabba sitting in for Dom and Crute on The Devil's Advocate. They'll be back Monday. Badger football coming up in a few minutes. You can use the Civic Media app for that and go to WRJN or 1400 AM if you're down in that area. We are broadcasting live from the WGBW Talk of Green Bay Studios here at City Deck. Beautiful, beautiful evening. First day of fall, technically, although it feels like summer. Okay, we're in the home stretch here. Nate's been riding with me. Great job, Nate. It's been fun. And great stuff from Rob Thomas. So far, we've got two suggestions for people. We'll have a third one by the end of this segment, and then we'll just put them out there at the end of the show. So now, in the last few minutes we have together, thank you for listening, by the way. This has been a joy for me to talk movies and TV. I want to know, what can't you turn off? You're sitting on your couch, you're flipping around, and you come across that movie or that TV show where you're like, oh boy, I'll be up another hour. What is it? What show or movie can you not turn off? 844-96-PARTY, 844-967-2789. We have a caller. Let's take this call, Nate. Eileen from Madison. Hi, Eileen.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. You sound great.
You just mentioned the middle of the night movie, and this I'll tell you real fast. I caught you the first couple of minutes of your show, and then I had to leave, and I came in an hour odd, and I'm so glad to finally talk to you. The movie I saw in the middle of the night is called North Country, and it happens in the mining industry in northern Minnesota. Charlize Theron, Sissy Spacek, Woody Harrelson, and Frances McDormand. And it is an absolutely incredible women's movement. And at the end, there is a disclaimer that what happened in the movie deals with probably one of the beginnings of the women's movement and who would think it happened in northern Minnesota. If you get a chance to watch it, it's just the whole premise of it is just excellent. It touches on several social problems and the whole cast is just so extraordinary. So I know you have to go. Thank you so much. I wish I had
listened
to your whole show. So thanks a lot and carry on. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Eileen. Be careful out there. North Country. That's a good one too, Nate. I do remember that. I don't think I saw it though. Did she say she saw me? Oh. I lost Nate for a second there. So that's Eileen. And then we have some text coming in too. But what is the movie or TV show for Eileen? It was North Country that you can't turn off. You want to go to bed, but oh man, The Godfather's on. That's definitely one of them with me, or Goodfellas, or here's a hidden movie too. Quick Change, one of my all-time favorites. Very kind of flew under the radar. Bill Murray is the star of it. It's just about people that rob a bank that are trying to get out of New York City and the challenges they face. It's so great. Let's go to the phones again and take a call from Joanne in Madison. Hey, Joanne.
greatest movie of all time, Wonder Boys. It's about higher education. It has Michael Douglas, Robert Downey Jr. You've got to watch it if you have any interest at all in higher education, because it says it as it is in higher education. And I actually met Michael Douglas and thanked him for the movie. He was over in building on the square because he was opening up a political headquarters for Bloomberg when Michael Bloomberg was running. And Douglas said it was one of his favorite movies as well. Incredibly well acted. Thank you so much for the fantastic program.
Hey, thank you for the call, Joanne. Have a great night.
Thanks.
I don't know if I should have, if this is appropriate, but I was in a men's room once with Michael Douglas. We were both at the urinals, and it wasn't probably the time to talk to him. So I just let it go, Nate. I said nothing. I let the man have his moment. That's not the right time to tell a guy that, hey, some people tell me I look like you while we're both standing in urinals, probably. But, so I steered clear. Did we get a I thought I saw a text come through, too.
Oh, we've been getting all sorts of texts.
Read some of those.
Talking about
need one more suggestion.
Talking about Tom Cruise, Dana from La Crosse brought in Born on the 4th of July. He said he was one of all-time favorites.
That's a great film.
Dana in La Crosse. Chad from Stoughton says, latest binge is Suits. And Star Trek Strange New Worlds is awesome, he says, which I have not seen that one yet. That's on my list. I heard it was pretty good. That's one of the newer Star Trek shows, which they've been doing. I really haven't been super keen on the newer Star Trek shows.
Really?
But I heard Strange New Worlds was a pretty good one, actually.
Okay. Well, you're the guy for Star Trek. And then what was his other suggestion? I wish I could see these.
Born on the 4th of July.
Oh, Born on the 4th of July, yeah. Tom Cruise, right.
Tom Cruise.
Phenomenal acting in that, too. I mean, the guy is a movie star, but he was, I think he was Oscar nominated. I know he didn't win for that. I don't think he's ever won an Oscar for acting, but that was a great film, too. So if you have one, folks, we can still get you on here. We got a couple minutes left. Tell us what you can't turn off when you're watching something. For Joanne, it was Wonder Boys. For Eileen, it was North Country, a movie with... Charlize Theron. So tell us what you're watching. What can't you turn off?
I have a show that I started the other night and I had to stop because I was watching with my girlfriend, but I am kind of obsessed with, and that's Interview with a Vampire.
I believe
it came out last year, but it just started streaming on Max. It's based on the old 80s movie. About it, but it is so far fantastic. It's, I think, 8 episodes, I think, something like that.
Do you have this issue? I have an issue sometimes when something's already been a movie, and mm-hmm. I feel like Hollywood does this way too much. There's so many great scripts floating around mm-hmm. out there that could be made. We've already seen this story, and I'm sure it's a great show. I'll probably watch it. I want to watch it, but, it's already been a movie. I don't know.
Hollywood really, Hollywood really loves just remaking everything, just everything they can. And like you said, there's so many. And actually, that's one thing you were mentioning this summer. That's one thing that I really like about this summer. There's a lot of newer original things. There's not too many remakes. There's not sequels. There's a couple sequels out there. The Meg 2, for instance, a fantastic sequel. but it's been a lot of original stuff.
Yeah.
This year.
No, I agree. Oppenheimer it's such a great story too. And the whole thing was like, he did this thing to beat the Germans in building the bomb. Mm-hmm. He was conflicted about it, but he's like, what else can I do? I know it's better in our hands than theirs. So you kind of sympathize with him. And then they tore him down later in his life for doing that, for proliferating or and it's like, well, what's this guy supposed to do? Like, you approached him, you asked him to do this. At the time, it was the right decision. But I love that there's that whole controversy about that. So I really like that movie.
Even if it's something that I'm not super keen on, if it's original, I will at least give it props for that. Asteroid City came out earlier this summer. I love Wes Anderson, but it just didn't really do it for me. But it was a very... I hadn't seen a movie like Asteroid City before. How about that? It was very much its own thing, and I liked what they were going for with it, and I have to give it props for that sort of thing.
Wes Anderson's the guy to do that, too. I loved Bottle Rocket. Okay, so I want to thank our guests today, Rob Thomas, Greg Liana, Danielle Ziamanda, and Mike Clemens. Great job, everybody. The three movies, go check them out. Parallax View, The Diplomat, and drumroll, Aaron Brockovich. Mike and Dom will be back Monday. Thanks for letting me sit in. I'm Pete Schwabe. Thank you to Nate. We're out. Thanks.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And all.